We started end of the year a few weeks ago with our list, which was celebrating the influencers, top influencers of 2019. We had so many things to sort of celebrate in the past year. And once again, you always feel like you have to qualify that with, like, that doesn't mean we've solved all of our problems. I get that. But we've also had a huge, tremendous, push and momentum in a lot of different areas. And we've had changes in leadership and new people coming to our community. And it's been a lot of fun over the last 3 weeks or so just to sort of visit with these folks, find out about their backgrounds, their mentors, what community means to them. And we welcome to the program our very latest addition to the list, which is Drew Early, who heads up all the efforts at Decatur Memorial Hospital. And what is your, do you have an official tagline now for the hospital? Is there, in this transition, is there a new branding?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. You know, we've the Better Together branding that's been out there. Actually, I think it just ran before
I just
sat
heard
down
it. Yes.
Here. It sounded really good this morning.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great representation. As we hear all the time, you know, DMH is a organization with a long, proud history. So is Memorial Health System. To be able to bring these two organizations together to improve care for everyone is really a great thing.
You got to have somebody at your back today. Running hospitals is a tough thing. And then the bigger party of that you are, the bigger system you're part of, that means better results, better service, better price, better everything to the consumer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the consolidation in the hospital market is not unique to Decatur or Central Illinois. But what I do think is unique here is that we're able to partner with local partners. You know,
yeah.
Memorial Health System is not some organization that's sitting up in Chicago or somewhere in Topeka. You know, this is right down the road, 40 miles away. These are known commodities. You know, I think everybody's had somebody who's gotten care at Memorial or who's had
sure.
a niece or a nephew that works there. So having an organization to be able to come together that's a known quantity with very similar goals, very similar culture, very similar priorities and focus has really been very powerful.
Yep, and getting sort of the culture of Central Illinois.
Absolutely.
Because Central Illinois is different than Central Indiana.
It's
different than
is.
Central Pennsylvania. I mean, and I think sometimes at a CEO level or company level, people miss that.
Right.
You know, that they think it's one size fits all and you can just sort of lay down this model. And on a spreadsheet, that probably looks okay. But that's not the way communities run.
Yeah, you've seen one community.
Yeah.
And, you know, so being able to be here and be in the community, you know, I had the benefit of being able – I started working over at DMH prior to the affiliation, so really had kind of a three-month head start and to be able to get my hands around things and start to know people and learn things. And that was such a benefit so that when October 1st hit, when we closed the affiliation 102 days ago now, it was really beneficial to be able to get our legs under us.
All right. We asked you the questions we've asked everyone on the list, talking about to your first mentor in life, and this came up more often than not. You go to your parents.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been fortunate to have a lot of mentors, but, you know, when the question is, who is your first mentor, it is absolutely my parents, you know. I joke, my dad worked in, they're both recently retired. My dad worked in industry, aircraft industry, actually, and my mom worked in the social services. So I tell people that I combine both of their backgrounds. You know, healthcare is a complicated business animal, but it also has that social impact. So I feel like I got it from both sides.
All right, and then that carries over, that answer you just gave, to your most memorable lesson and putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. You know, we as human beings, it's hardwired. Like, we want to find people that think just like we think, and
yeah,
we want to be in conversations where people don't disagree, and yet you find if you push yourself to change a little, be a little more diverse, find out more about people, it ends up helping you in the long run.
There's no question. And, you know, I think one of the keys to that is being willing to listen and being willing to be challenged. You know, like you said, I mean, we can get into these tracks of thought and it's hard to get out of them. But when we allow ourselves to listen to other people, to see different perspectives, to understand, frankly, what's not comfortable to us, that's often where the greatest innovation and creativity come from, and that's how you can move yourself or your organization or your family forward.
Yeah, I worry about that, because it seems if you just laid down a roadmap of going, here's all this incredible technology we have, and here's making the world such a small place, but it tends, instead of opening things up, it's done just the exact opposite. People are just finding a way to dive down into their own thing and not hear anything else.
Yeah, and again, you know, the more that we as a community can listen to other people, the other facets of our community that we might not have exposure to every day, is only going to make us as a community better, going to make the organization better.
All right. And we asked also, for you to define what community means to you.
Yeah. You know, really, when I think about community, it can cut across all different areas. And really, whenever people are coming together for a common goal, whether, it's the greater Decatur community coming together to tackle things like opioid addiction, or whether it's Decatur Memorial coming together to improve care for, total joint replacements, that's really at the heart of it. That's a community. People focused on one thing, focused on something outside of themselves, and coming together to reach those goals.
All right. Talk to me about what it's like to run a business the size of your business. I mean, you have a lot of employees, and I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, from an economic development point of view, you guys are such a key, cog in the wheel for this community. But it's mind-boggling to me because we have such a small company, sure. and everybody knows everybody. How do you get your arms around that? And all the things you just mentioned, how do you do that on a day-to-day basis with such a large number of employees?
Yeah, so Decatur Memorial Hospital is north of 2,500 employees.
Yeah.
We do $300 million worth of revenue a year. So it's big. It's complicated. One of the things I learned really early on in my career is I am not, nor will I ever be, the smartest guy in the room. So it's really important to get people in the room who are smart and who can complement you and to really build a leadership team. And I have been very, very fortunate to be able to come into an organization that's got such a long, so much longevity in a number of the leaders. So to be able to take people that were already in place in DMH and really help them bridge the gap between DMH and Memorial Health System, it has supercharged their ability to lead, and that's been just incredibly gratifying for me. So you got to rely on a lot of people. This is a team sport, and this is not me sitting in an office doing this myself. That would be an epic failure. There are a lot of people involved to make this thing go.
All right. One of the things I like about, just sort of a side note, is that you guys are a young family. I mean, relatively young family. You move to the community. You're going to consume things different than maybe, a veteran, seasoned, older guy with grown kids. I mean, you're going to consume this community differently.
Yeah, and well, up until this point, we've been consuming a lot of the zoo, a lot of the a lot of the parks, a lot of the bike trails, spending a fair amount of time at the Children's Museum. And, man, it's just been whenever you move your family, that's the number one priority. And I will tell you, the transition in this community, I couldn't have asked for it to be any better. Everyone has been so open, so willing to help myself, my wife, navigate the various things of the community, just to be able to settle like that and have the support, even outside of work. It's been tremendous, and people have been open, and we've found Decatur to be, a great place to raise a family. And in our short time here, like I said, we've spent a lot of time using a number of those community resources, but to be able to come downtown and walk around.
Yeah, but that's important. And I all too often find, not that this isn't a pejorative, but it's just like CEOs often tend to be older. Maybe their kids are grown, and it's hard for you to understand the benefit of the Children's Museum the same way a family with young kids will enjoy that.
Yeah. It's, whether it's the museum or the library downtown, or just the fact we can come down and down here and you can park easily and you can get to the shops and the restaurants, it's just been fantastic.
Yeah. And so what did you learn coming into the community? I mean, I think this is a very welcoming community. I mean, I think there are communities that have a reputation of being a little standoffish, and I don't know whether that's deserved or not, but I don't think that's the case here.
Yeah. Oh, incredibly welcoming, incredibly generous. I probably owe you a thanks. I think my first real orientation, if you will, to Decatur was the food drive. So, I showed up in the late summer and in the fall, and we moved over here in August, and moves you right into that fall time. And I started seeing these food collection boxes everywhere, and the kids' school, around the hospital, at different businesses. Like, oh, okay, big food drive. And then I just kept seeing them, and they're stacking up. And then I think you invited me out to the event out at Kroger, the collection day, and I can't think of a better representation of what this community is all about, how generous the community is, how this community not only takes care of its own, but takes care of people around it. What a way to see what Decatur was all about. And I guess my timing was really good there.
Yeah, it was. It's such a good time of year to come in and check out the community. It's a day, I think the thing I enjoy the most, what I enjoy the most is that you're serving the need. I mean, that's why we do it. But what I also enjoy about that day is it may be the one day of the year that looks like our entire community. I mean, everyone participates, every ethnicity, every age demographic, every religion and faith. I mean, everybody comes together with one purpose. And that purpose is just to let's fill up these food banks for a year so that at least we live in a community that says, hey, a kid doesn't have to go to bed hungry.
Yeah, it's just... I can't say how much that really just showed me what the true colors of this community is.
All right. Advice that you would give people to start, you know, doing something or to do more. I think there's a lot of people that sort of sit on the sidelines and they're maybe waiting for an invite or they're not quite sure how to get involved. Some people will probably never want to, and that's okay. But, I mean, young professionals starting out, you know, you're talking to a young nurse or somebody, you know, you just hired at DMH. You know, what's your advice? How do you begin to get involved?
You know, it's... The adage of think you know act think globally and act locally that's really powerful when you unpack that, and you can do that on a micro level or a macro level. You know, when you make in working in healthcare, we see this, the small things, the little details, the extra blanket, the smile, the, you know, sitting by someone's bed, that makes a huge difference in their lives. And then what do they do once they move past that interaction? What differences do they make? The snowballing effect of this is very, very real. So when people think about getting involved, you know, find something that interests you, find something that you're passionate about. You don't have to solve all the world's problems at once, but to be able to dig in and give a little bit of yourself, your time, your talent, your treasure locally to make an impact. When we all do that, the compounding effect, I don't think we could all even appreciate how big of an impact we could all have.
No, and there's so many people who don't, and I don't think it's because they just willfully don't want to. I really do think they get stuck on the how. You know, how do I start, or I won't be welcomed, or I don't know. I think there's a lot of that in life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you really step back and you think about the opportunities to volunteer, the opportunities to get involved are really quite endless. And it just takes one time for people to get hooked on these sort of things, and the impact it makes is huge.
Drew Early is with us with Decatur Memorial Hospital, part of the Memorial Hospital system. We'll talk a little bit more on the other side of the break. We'll be back with more right after this.
CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at hickorypointbank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Decade, Central Illinois Vision Center has provided exceptional care, resulting in the best quality outcomes for their patients, and they are currently accepting new patients. Their no-shot, no-stitch cataract surgery will correct all of your distance, reading, and astigmatism issues. Visit their office at 2442 Illinois 121 by the fairgrounds, or call 233-3101.
Central Illinois Vision Center. With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hi, this is Brady from the Brass Horn.
And this is Kylie from the Brass Horn, too.
It's time to crawl out of those holiday slumbers and get back to business. And for those of you that consider shopping as their main profession, business is booming.
The winter sale is starting at the Brass Horn and Brass Horn, too, which means you can get a great deal for yourself on that special item you missed out on for Christmas.
We've got all your favorites at 25 to 50% off. So come on down to see me at the Brass Horn.
And me at the Brass Horn, too.
To get those winter goodies while they last.
Check us out online and on our social media pages to get more details. See you soon.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Coming up straight ahead, we'll do the education spotlight. The folks from District 61 will be in to talk about some great things that are going on with DPS. Very excited about that particular program we're going to talk about today, and I love our next guest. She's great. We're revisiting with Drew Early right now. Part of our list. You can go get the entire list at nowdecatur.com. And Nick, you said this is one of your favorite things we've done in a long time because you didn't have anything to do with actually planning
it. I had nothing to do with it, and I got to watch it unfold every week as new people were added, and people like Drew and the wide variety from the people that bring food to our culture, that bring arts and entertainment, that provide health care to make our people better.
And jobs.
Jobs, yeah. our leaders, the quality of life. It's a well-represented list. And for me, as someone on the outside kind of looking in, it's very inspiring for me.
Well, go down. If you go to nowdecatur.com, you can get the full list. And in each one of those, there are the questions we talked about community, mentors. There's also the podcast of the interviews with all of those folks. And you're going to be inspired. I mean, you're going to get everything from Justin Hampton, who is the guy who heads up Operation Calculus at Eisenhower High School. And in that one high school, this one kid, over the last number of years, has generated millions of dollars in scholarships for these high school kids. The average senior right now at Eisenhower High School who's in that Operation Calculus program, and what they've done is really made this something that's attractive to African Americans and kids who maybe, you know, weren't doing as well in math. The average scholarship amount for this year heading into their freshman year is $65,000. That's the average. That's insane, right? I mean, that's a guy making a difference in that one area, in that one high school, that unless you're there, you don't have any idea that's even going on. And that's the whole idea. But our large employers, DMH means so much to this economy, to people's careers and jobs and families that, you know, I know you're going to tell me it's all about team, but one person can make a huge impact the wrong way at the top of an organization, right?
I think that's fair. You know, I think having humility, having a team around you, being willing to put people, next to you and put people out in front to do this. But yeah, I mean, you've got to approach this with some honesty, with some humility, being willing to listen to what other people have to say, because you just can't get these things wrong.
No, but with 2,500 employees, what you do has such a huge impact on this community beyond even your employee base. I've watched CEOs over the years come in and sort of bury themselves just in the minutia of the company, and that's great for the bottom line, but then the company gets out of touch, with the community. I mean, it's a tough job, but you've sort of, in my mind, what your responsibility is to set that tone, to set that culture, and then do it as a big team, but your direction coming in is going to matter a lot.
Yeah, one of the things I am constantly telling, the staff and the leaders around the hospital is, patients have a choice. You know, we're located around a lot of hospitals. You can get a lot of places quick here in Central Illinois. There's a lot of flat, straight road, and you can get places pretty easily. And patients have a choice, whether it's for inpatient care, outpatient care, for their surgical procedures. And we have got to make sure that every patient, every time, gets the outcome we would want for our family members. They have the experience that we would want personally. Because if we don't provide those things, they will vote with their feet. That's just the bottom line. And we think we provide a good service. We're confident in the quality that we provide, but we've got to show it to every patient every single time.
And then also the involvement in the community, because I think those 2,500 employees, a large number of those folks want to work for an organization that cares and gives back and is a part of things. I mean, that, and particularly with the millennial crowd, that's a huge factor in who they decide to work for. for?
Yeah, you know, we've got to make sure that when people look at Decatur Memorial, they see we're representing the community. You know, increasingly healthcare is moving out of the hospital. It's becoming less hospital centric. It's moving into the communities. It's moving into schools with mental health. It's moving into schools and into places of worship for, you know, food assistance. I mean, these things are all related to healthcare. So as we move out of the hospitals, we get deeper into the community, we need our employees to reflect that. We need to be engaged at every level.
Yeah, and proactive healthcare, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing everyone's talking about these days is not incredibly new, but these social determinants of health. So how do non-health related issues of stress levels, of food security, of safety in your neighborhoods, of access to parks, how do those things add to health? Well, the research is pretty clear. They significantly impact health. So if we really want to improve the health of the people in the communities we serve, then we've got to start to influence those things as well.
And it makes all the sense in the world if you think about people being a little more proactive and less visits to emergency rooms. You know, the way this trend over the last 10 or 15 years, and I think society recognizes it now. I'm trying to sort of reverse course a little bit, but it's a whole lot more expensive for everyone if we sort of treat every health condition as an ER visit.
Yeah, it's the mentality of we've got to move from sick care to health care. We've got to maintain health. We've got to stop this just patching people up and sending them on their way. You know, we've really got to get to the root of it, make sure that people are exercising, that they're eating healthy, that they're getting the exams that they need on an annual basis, so they don't become one of these big issues that ultimately ends somebody in the ER and just is not the most effective way. That's not healthy.
No, and long term, everyone pays for that. You know, whether it's your health insurance or whatever else. I mean, we're all faced with that struggle. All right, so what's the next, you know, year? What's 2020 look like for Memorial?
You know, I think 2020 is looking very bright. We've got a lot of opportunities. You know, we've said it all throughout this affiliation, healthcare is local, and I think the first 102 days people have seen our commitment to that and will continue to see that. You know, I look to partner with either Springfield Clinic or the SIU School of Medicine in order to get more specialists into this community. We've got some single points of failure, and that always makes me nervous. So to bring resources here, you know, we've said it before, this is not about just shipping people out of the community. I want care where I live. You want care where you live. Our parents, our loved ones, our family, they all want care where they are. We need to bring that care here, and I think that will be the hallmark of 2020. How do we bring the resources of Memorial Health System to bear here in Decatur?
Drew, we appreciate it. Thank you, and once again, we're happy to have you as part of our community.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
All right, Drew Early, part of our list of the top influencers of 2019. You can get the full list at natdecatur.com.